Scattered showers and some drizzle will move across parts of the Midwest here today, and we'll see some more of that tonight and tomorrow across the Great Lakes region as another disturbance passes through these areas. The forecast does not suggest that the rainfall resulting from these two impulses of precipitation are going to be all that great, but there will be somewhat disruptive to farming activity, including the maturation of summer crops and their harvest. We don't expect the precipitation to last very long, but it doesn't take much time for soybeans to turn wet enough to stop the harvest process, and that will be the case today. Showers on radar this morning, focusing on the extreme eastern parts of Iowa, Illinois, down into portions of the Missouri Boot Heel. All the precipitation will shift off to the east very quickly through the late morning and afternoon, and we'll likely see moisture totals running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5/10 of an inch most often. A lot of places will get less than a couple tenths of an inch of moisture, but there will be a few exceptions on the high end of the range. In fact, in portions of Kentucky and Ohio, we may see some quarter to three-quarter inch amounts before this first round of rain is over. Moisture totals across the Great Lakes region tomorrow will run mostly up to a quarter of an inch, and it will be focused mostly from eastern portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, extreme northern portions of Illinois, over to Michigan, and a few northernmost sections of Indiana and Ohio. The precipitation, again, will be focused on tomorrow primarily. By tomorrow evening, we should see most of the precipitation coming to an end. High pressure will be coming southward from Canada over the next day or two. We're expecting to see some very chilly air occur across the northern plains and part of the northwestern Corn Belt tonight and again tomorrow night. Over the two nights, we'll likely see lows bottoming out in the 20s and lower 30s. The eastern Dakotas, extreme western Minnesota, will probably be amongst the coldest areas. Hard freezes will occur in those regions. The rest of the northwestern Corn Belt, including portions of Wisconsin, the southeastern portions of Minnesota, Iowa, and a part of northeastern Nebraska, will see lows mostly in the 30s with a few upper 20s, and that will still be cool enough for frost and obviously some light freezes. The normal first freeze date across parts of the northwestern Corn Belt running from parts of Nebraska into southern Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin is around October 1st. So we're running a week to 10 days earlier than normal on the frost and freeze event here coming up. Obviously, we already had some of those conditions occur earlier this week, but I think for Nebraska, Iowa, and maybe southern Wisconsin, we'll see some freezes for the first time, and we'll probably see that occurring anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks earlier than normal. The impact will likely be somewhat benign, though. Most of the soybeans are sufficiently mature to handle the cold. There will be some quality loss, though, in a few of the more immature fields out there. It's not all of the crop is mature, and there will be some damage to leaf mass because of the cold temperatures. The eastern portions of the Midwest will see cooler weather, but it should not see any kind of general freeze event. Some frost may occur in some locations from parts of northern Illinois into northern Ohio as we finish out the weekend and go into early next week, but I don't think we'll see anything in the way of damaging conditions. And the coolness will be followed by a warming trend next week, and the warm-up will also bring moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and overrun it into the cool air mass. As a result, we'll see scattered showers beginning to occur from the central plains into the Ohio River Valley. Much of this will occur during the middle part of next week, and we'll see moisture totals varying widely, but mostly staying light. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch, will occur most often on a daily basis, with a few locations maybe seeing a half inch or more. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.